Good morning, Rylene Marks. How are you?
Boy, did I get in on the wrong side of this conversation this morning. What is going on there?
Okay, so we had a sports question that, to name...
I'm already in the fetal position, yes.
To name the world marathon majors. So it's Tokyo, Boston, London, Berlin, Chicago, New York City. So Howard actually put it out. He said, you know, if you're listening and you have run all of these marathons, let us know. Right. So, Plony Almoni said that he's had the runs in most of those cities.
And by runs, I'm really hoping this early in the morning that he has run in most of these cities.
I don't think that's what he meant at all. No. But talking about running things, can we please talk about a very important story coming out of Israel this week?
Hippo on the run.
Hippo on the run. There's a band on the run. The horse is loose.
This is not the first time that animals have tried to escape the Ramat Gan safari. We've had rhinos who have, taken a meander out into the general public, much to the absolute shock of some people. We've had an ostrich, beetling it down the highway a couple of months ago. And now yesterday, a hippo escaped the safari in Ramat Gan. Thank goodness he managed to backtrack inside. He took a few steps out of the safari gate, obviously looked around, saw the Israeli drivers and thought, this is not for me. And returned and went back inside. And thank goodness a team of the safari staff managed to return the hippo to its location. But I don't know what is funnier, the fact that this hippo tried to go for a little bit of a tiul, or that the management view this incident with the utmost severity. So I don't know who's going to be punished, the hippo or the staff at the Ramat Gan Safari Park.
So is the Ramat Gan Safari Park like Guantanamo Bay for animals?
I'm hoping not, because what many people don't realize, and again I have to give a shameless push for Israel Link, there's an article on rhinos that I wrote earlier this week on our successful breeding at the Ramat Gan Safari Park. The park actually leads the way in a lot of animal conservation. They've managed to breed rhinos very, very successfully. In fact, I think it's 29 calves have been born in captivity. Their mothers brought from South Africa, brought to, made aliyah to Israel for the purposes of breeding, much like many other
olam. The rhinos made aliyah to Israel.
Rhinos made aliyah to Israel.
Under the law of return.
Yes, and from where, Rolene?
From South Africa.
Oh.
It's absolutely quite incredible.
That is incredible, because actually I saw a story this morning of a pregnant female rhino and her calf that were killed in Pilansburg yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we're bringing them to safety in Israel. In fact, I'm going to repost the article. I'll repost it onto my page. But it really is incredible, the work that is being done here in nature conservation. And as I found out this week, because people have been so overwhelmed with what we're doing for rhinos, that they have asked, what are you doing for other animals? I mean, some have said, can you save the elephant? Can you save the lion? At this rate, I know they say that Israel's the size of the Kruger Park, but at this rate, we'll have the Kruger Park relocated. Here.
But, and of course, given the fact that you're a multicultural society in Israel, I'm sure you took both black and white rhinos.
We've got both black and white rhinos, although we have more successfully been able to breed the white rhino because they are more rare, believe it or not.
Oh.
We also managed, how's this for a story? And I'm going to be writing about it soon. As we managed to smuggle the fennec, the fellow deer from Iran into Israel, also for the purposes of conservation, as well as the fennec fox.
Fennec foxes are incredible. I actually wanted to get one as a pet. They're like cats to look after.
Well, I don't know who's more threatening, my cat or a fennec fox.
Those fennec foxes are amazing, and they tame beautifully. They're gorgeous. Have you? Howard's googling what a fennec fox looks like. They're just gorgeous.
Huge ears.
They look like Yoda.
They do look like Yoda, only without the words of wisdom.
Well, maybe if you taught your fennec fox to speak, you'd actually get some words of wisdom. But explain to me, dear, how did you get that Iranian back out of Iran into Israel?
Well, this I'd love to know. So I'm going to do some further investigation into this, because I'm just wondering if this is not one of those cases where we can't comment. You know, if we tell you, then we have to
kill you.
We have to kill you.
I'm sure the Mossad has nothing better to do with their time than smuggle deer out of Iran
and spend time on very, very funny Twitter posts. Have you followed the Mossad?
Not this week, have they?
The Mossad IL. Go and follow it on Twitter. They are hilarious. And it's always news-related stories.
You might not be following the Mossad, but the Mossad sure are following.
Oh, that's got to be the line of the day. All right, let's talk about new vision for Israeli transport.
Well, as I say, if anybody has experienced the highways in Israel, I think that this is all parking in Israel. I mean, I think every car in Israel comes with a pair of racing stripes down the side. And by racing stripes, I don't mean, you know, painted on the body. I mean, given to you by somebody who next to you who cannot park or doesn't have the patience to park properly. So inventors have come up with, I think this is brilliant. I'm just wondering if I can find a handbag big enough, a car that you can actually fold up.
Is it like those smart cars? You know, the ones that instead of parking, you just put them in your handbag.
Well, it is. I mean, if you've been to Tel Aviv and you see they park these smart cars sideways, they're like buffers between other cars.
I've seen bus drivers in Tel Aviv park buses better than I've seen some South Africans drive cars. It's actually incredible, as bus drivers.
No, it's a miracle. It's a miracle in this country. I don't know how we all still seem to be alive.
No, well, you know, it's logical, because, I mean, your bus drivers, you know, hello, my name is Yossi, I used to be a tank driver, and now I'm going to be driving the bus. Like that?
I think sometimes it's more like, hi, I'm Yossi, I used to fly F-16s, I'm now going to be flying the bus.
I'm the boss of the bus.
And so inside the fold-up car, do you have like those fold-up beach chairs? What do you think?
Well, that's an interesting question, but apparently this car, and they're working in collaboration with big companies like Yamaha, like Ferrari, Mercedes and Maserati. So they reckon that after the wheelbase is folded in, it folds up to a unit that is about 1.5 meters. You know, in circumference. So literally, you can stop your car, get out, fold it up, put it in your handbag, and go in wherever you need to go, a dinner, meeting, the beach, which would make getting that fold-up chair a little bit difficult to get out, Howard. And then, you know, unfold your car, get back into it, and drive off.
And the junk in your trunk?
Just, you know what, he keeps going there. He knows very well that this is a family show and you cannot
what
say things like
that. What are you talking about? Don't you keep all your clothing and stuff in your boot?
Rolene, please don't even take that as a serious question. We need to leave it here. We get to news. Listen, thank you so much. And it's just always a pleasure speaking to you on a Friday. I love these stories. So
Shabbat shalom, guys. And keep an eye out for the article on the runners. I've actually posted it to my Facebook page.
Thank you so much, Rolene. God bless.
Shabbat shalom.
Bye-bye.